Well, look what the cat dragged in. It's been quite a long time. What has it been? 8 months? Let me cut you off before you start telling me honeyed lies with that silver tongue of yours. It has been 8 months without any word from you. 9 months next week, actually. Did you think I would let you walk back into my home and we could go back to how things were? Oh, you're looking sheepish. Is this not the romantic reunion you were imagining? What, was I supposed to run into your arms, kiss you, and be grateful you're back in my life? I was just getting back to normal. You came into my life like some kind of a hurricane, and you left just as quickly. I've been stuck picking up the pieces of everything you destroyed, only for you to come back and pretend that everything's fine and we can go back to normal. Why? Why would I want to get back with someone who betrayed me for some shiny gold dangled in front of their face? If I had known you had the attention span of a crow, I simply would have adopted one as a familiar. It would have behaved better than you. At least a familiar knows when to listen so that they don't bite the hand that feeds them. Funny how you did exactly that, Poppet. And of course, it was only a matter of time. You come here with your tail between your legs, thinking you have any place to speak on this matter, and you think I'm just going to take you in with open arms. No, not this time. You don't get to do this to me. You don't get to walk into my life and pick right back up where we left all those months ago. I had to cover for your ass for all the townsfolk while pretending we were a happy couple. Oh, Poppet sent me a letter yesterday. Oh, Poppet, you sent me baked goods. You really shouldn't have. Gods, putting on my best fucking performance for some deadbeat? I was just about to phase you out of my life story and move on. And yet, you're fucking here. I like this place. I like this town and the people here, and I want to stay, and I want to run my little shop. It's why I'm still here. But now everyone in town is going to be talking about you, and then I'm going to have to answer questions about you and our relationship. Are you happy with yourself? This isn't funny. Every time you come around, it's bad news for me, not for you. You only get richer. You get everything you want. I'm the one that makes the plan. I give you a place to stay. We steal some stuff, we split it, and then you always end up taking more than agreed. We fuck a few times between everything, and then you leave town without warning or ever saying goodbye. One night we're falling asleep covered in sweat and cum, and the next I'm waking up cold and alone. Not even a note. Not a flower. Nothing. It's like you were never there. The only thing that proves you aren't a ghost is the memories I have of you and the fact that others have seen you in town. It confirms that you're alive at least, and not some figment of my imagination. Not that that fucking helps me. Look. I can't do this again. I don't want to do this again. I can't give myself to you only for you to take it away. So if we're doing this, we're doing this on my terms. Understand? No. No talking from you. That mouth of yours is half the reason we're in this position. You don't know when to keep those pretty lips shut. Luckily for you, I have just the solution for our little problem. Go on, try your voice. Oh, that's so much better. You should have always been quiet. If I was smart, I would have silenced you the moment you said hi to me. If I had known what was good for me, of course, but part of maturing is realizing those who weren't good for you and then putting them in their place. Just like I'm doing with you, Poppet. Your head has gotten too big for your shoulders. You think you're above everyone else, that nothing and no one can touch you. Even now, I'm sure you're smirking and thinking you're about to get some and it'll just be a hate fuck between two exes. I hate to tell you this, Poppet, but I've learned some things since the last time we met. You were always the one fucking me before. Fingers inside me, using my body however you wanted for your own pleasure. Well, I think it's only fair that if you want to get back on my good side, you have to let me fuck you. And you know what? It's a good thing I have just the spell prepared for this moment. I've been planning for this. Impressive, right? I can change the size and shape, the length and width. Really, it's whatever I want. A magical cock that's attached to me. I can even feel when I slide it in someone. I found that out at the local tavern. One of the barmaids lets me drink for free if I promise to fuck her after her shift. Quite frankly, that's too good of a deal to pass up. Free booze and a pretty woman on my cock. But as pretty as she is, bouncing up and down, always moaning and coming around it, she doesn't compare to you, Poppet. I've been waiting for this moment for months, imagining the exact second I get to fuck you just how you fucked me. Oh, why are you afraid? I'm going to treat you how you treated me, puppet. I'm going to give you exactly what you deserve. I'm going to fuck you on the floor just like the filthy slut that you are. I knew you wouldn't have kept it in your pants, slut. You've never been able to control yourself when it comes to what you want. You have a one-tracked mind, you fucking whore. I've never seen someone more focused on having sex and coming than you. It's the only thing on your mind besides getting rich. Fucking, coming, making money. That's all you care about, right? Oh, you're pathetic, Poppet. I've been picturing this moment for a long time now. Seeing you walk back into my life and putting you in your place as my inferior. And in none of those fantasies were you as deplorable as this. Truthfully, you're something deserving of my pity more than anything, aren't you? Just a desperate whore being fucked on your ex's magical cock, lowering your hands to start touching yourself. It feels that good, doesn't it? Having me thrust in and out of your eager hole? You can't help it. You have to touch yourself. Oh, aren't you adorable? Opening up so well for me, slut. That's it. You aren't worthy of being my partner anymore. Maybe you never were. But maybe, just maybe, you are good enough to be a fuckhole for me. Yes. I think that would be much better suited to you and your skills. After all, What type of a person comes back to an old flame with their tail between their legs? One that has no self-respect. One that lacks all of their dignity. I mean, it's not like you have anything else to lose, right? This hole that I'm fucking is the only thing of value you have to me anymore. Not even protesting or trying to fight me because you know it's fucking true. This is what you deserve. You're a pathetic little slut who is desperate for anyone to fuck you. You went about your life thinking you were the one doing the fucking, only to realize that you were meant to be fucked. This was always meant to be you, wasn't it? You've been living an entire lie. Oh, you're meant to be a hole for someone like me to use, aren't you? Nothing but a hole for me to bury my cock inside as you close your eyes, blocking out everything but how good it feels. I bet you're glad that you can't speak right now, aren't you? If it wasn't for that spell, you would have been screaming yourself hoarse by this point, slut. People would have started looking in the windows to see you taking it. They probably would have cheered and applauded that you finally came to your senses about what you are, puppet. They would be happy to see you embrace your true self as a slut. Maybe you can be the town's whore. Oh, that's right. And I bet you would like it too, wouldn't you? Getting more excited at just the thought of it. You're feeling good, right? Clenching around my cock to make your hole tighter as you take it even deeper. Oh, it feels that good, huh? Should have known you were always a whore. How many people did you give it up to while you were on your adventure? I'm sure there was at least one in every town, if not more. Oh, I know how you are, slut. You can shake your head no all you want, but we both know what you are deep fucking down inside. Oh, you are a filthy little whore. Desperate to be fucked and used. Oh, just look at you. How well you're taking me. How beautifully your body is responding to my magical cock. Oh, that's it. You feel so fucking good. Your pleasure is building as you try to meet my thrusts. So lost in your own pleasure, you didn't realize you were doing that, did you? Oh, my poor dumb slut. You just know that it feels good and you want more of it, huh? Oh, fuck. Desperate slut. If your hole didn't feel so good, I wouldn't be fucking you right now. It's not like you have anything else to bring to the table. You're finally being treated how you deserve. Karma has come for your ass, and you are enjoying it far too much, aren't you? Taking my cock so fucking well. Throwing yourself on it like it's your job. Oh, just look at you. Nothing but a wanton slut impaled on my cock. Oh, feeling so good. Your own orgasm building the more you take, the deeper it reaches. You didn't realize it would feel this good to be fucked, did you? Didn't realize that being put in your place would make your toes curl as you struggle not to come right away? Oh, I know how you are, Poppet. You're struggling not to come because it feels so good. I know you. I know how your body works. You are fucking desperate for it, slut. Oh, yes. Oh, you wish. You wish you could take it even deeper. Make your stomach bulge with the size as you scream yourself hoarse. Oh, but we don't. We don't always get what we want. That's why you don't get to make any noise. No moans or sounds leaving your vocal cords. Just heavy breathing and facial expressions that look a bit like you're begging for me to let you come. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's a shame that I don't get to know what you're thinking, puppet. You happen to look so endearing when you're all pathetic and on edge like this. Oh, feeling so good from my magical cock fucking you. Rearranging. Rearranging your insides to the shape of me. This is all you ever needed, isn't it? Someone to fuck you back into your place and remind you that you aren't special. Oh, you're just a common whore. A dime a fucking dozen. I can find anyone in this town to take my cock like this, and they would feel just as good as you. Oh, so what makes you so different, huh? Can you make me come inside you? Come on, slut. Make me breed your eager little hole. Oh, I know that's what you really want. So do your fucking job and make me come. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that, puppet. Oh, you make me feel so good. Oh, I want to come inside your tight hole. I want to feel you come while wrapped around me, your walls milking me tightly, gripping me like a vice as I pump you full, breeding you. Oh, yes. Oh, that's what you need. It's what every good whore wants. To be bred full and fucked out. Oh, even you, puppet. This is what you've always wanted. This is what you've always needed. You just needed someone to show you your place, right? Show you that you aren't amazing. That you are actually inferior. No, you are nothing more than a hole for others to find pleasure in. Oh, don't even need to speak, do you? I can tell what you want and how close you are just from how you're responding to my touch. Oh, oh yes, you've always been such a sensitive lad, haven't you? Yeah. Oh, so fucking close. Oh yes, I'm gonna come inside you, going to fill you up just how you need, whore. Oh, I know that's what you really want, to feel my magical cock twitching inside you while you come around it. Oh, come on. Oh, that's it. Oh, why don't you let go for me, whore? Come on. Come on, you can do it. Make me proud of you, slut. Come on, my cock puppet. Be a good whore and come for me. Oh, fuck.
Well, look at that. It seems like you do still have a purpose in my life. Not the one you wanted, but the one you're deserving of. You're welcome, by the way. I gave you your voice back. Aren't you happy that you can talk now and that you have a spot in my life again? I don't think I like how that sounds. From now on, it's going to be yes, Countess, or no, Countess. Understand? Try that again. This time with the proper title, or do I need to teach you manners too? Good job, puppet. Now why don't you head upstairs and clean yourself off? I have a feeling you're going to be staying for longer than you intended to, and under very, very different circumstances.